Natural hygiene is a philosophy of health. Most of what I'm going to talk to you about today in terms of what to do to make things better really comes from the concepts of natural hygiene. And people throughout human history obviously didn't call it natural hygiene, but practiced the same fundamental principles. And the problem is, at the same time he was doing this, this company called the organization called the AMA was being formed, and there was a difference in funding, because one had something called drug companies. And a certain amount of funding certainly makes a little bit of a difference in how much influence you have in society. And so the bottom line is that AMA became stronger and he became weaker, and he was actually attacked even by his own patients. He was sued by several people because they came at him saying, you told us you were giving drugs, we paid for real drugs, and you gave us this, even though he showed them that they got well faster than people traditionally did. Because people have a mindset. Anyway, he was a genius. And his work really unleashed a lot of people over the last 100 years or so. But he's the one who said, disease is due to a deficiency of force, because here's what's happening. You work hard, you play hard, you overeat, you exert yourself, you put out all this nerve energy. Now you have a lowered level of energy called innervation. When the body has a lowered level of energy, let me tell you the first thing that happens. It doesn't have energy to make everything in your body work. So what does it got to constantly make work? Your heart, your blood flow, what else? Your brain, right? All the basic processes of biochemistry. So you know what your body does? As soon as it has lowered levels of energy, the first thing that shuts off is the process of elimination. That's right. How many of you ever found this? You're like really, really burnt out and tired, and elimination is not happening quite as often. Can we talk here? Say aye. So what happens is you no longer eliminate. It may not be that you're not eliminating at all, but you're not eliminating as rapidly as you're building the waste up. Does that make sense? And remember, every moment of your life, even if you're not putting poison in your body, the process of metabolism is cells are dying. The body knows how to get rid of it. What are the four avenues of elimination that are available to the body? They're here at the bottom. Four avenues of elimination. How do you eliminate poisons? How does your body do it when it's got toxins? Number one is the skin. The skin. Why is the skin number one? It's the largest eliminative organ you have in your body. When you got poisons in the air, boy, it pushes out the skin as fast as it can, get it out of the bloodstream, get it out of the system as fast as it can. And we have all kinds of names depending upon which part of the skin it comes out and what shape it takes on. But it's basically the body getting rid of toxins, eliminating through the skin. Second area is the lungs and respiratory tract. So you spit up this phlegm, you cough. These are ways for your body to get rid of toxins. Third, the... No. The third is the bowels, the colon, right? Major way to eliminate, a way that most people get clogged up and don't use very effectively, and as a result experience a lot of disease in the body. And fourthly, of course, is the urinary tract, So what we've got to be able to see is, just by being innervated alone, our nerve energy drops, the toxins start building up. As they build up in the body's bloodstream, there gets a point where we hit what we call threshold. It's like if I took a glass here and I start pouring in it toxins, pour, there's a threshold level where what will happen? It'll overflow. And when it overflows in you, you call it disease. When the body gets to the point where it goes, hey, I'm at threshold, the body's integrity is right now being challenged. We're really at a point, I gotta do something now or we won't survive. And so the body goes, and it gets rid of it as fast as it can. It comes out your skin, and you call it acne. It comes out here, and you call it the cold or flu. It comes between your toes, and what do you call it? Athlete's foot, right? Depends on where you go. It just depends on the location that it gets rid of things. And of course, what do we immediately do as soon as all this waste that must come out of the body starts coming out? We immediately, based on our cultural conditioning, do what? We try to stop it. So we go take some pills to take all that mucus and push it right back down into our body. Now, is that intelligent, yes or no? Absolutely not. I want to tell you something. These are poisons that are trying to get out of your system, and you push them back in. And the reason we've seen such a huge amount of cancer and so many other diseases is, over the years, you watch in your whole life, you watch millions of commercials, literally millions in your lifetime, showing you how to have instantaneous relief, but not to deal with the real source of the problem. Deal with the short-term cause, the surface cause, which is the mucus of when you're feeling uncomfortable. The real cause, the source of it all, is the way you're living your lifestyle, what you're putting in your body. So we push all this mucus back in, and as we build more and more toxicity, you know what happens? Sometimes what happens is the lymph system of the body. Lymph system's the system that is the sewage system. It cleans everything out. It'll come by and see all these toxins and protect you. It'll wrap itself around it and form what's called a what? a tumor. That's what a tumor is. It's all this waste that this lymph is wrapped around. It's all these cells that's wrapped it around trying to protect the body until the body has enough nerve energy to eventually come in and break it down, which is what happened to my friend, by the way, the lady I told you about. All she did is she got herself in a place where she cleansed the waste out of her system. She had more nerve energy because she did the things I'm going to teach you today, and her body didn't have enough nerve energy to go in and slowly begin to tear down and get rid of waste. It knows how to get rid of waste. It knows how to get rid of toxins. It just doesn't have enough energy to even keep going through the day.